Welcome to MediaTek Exec Talk, the podcast that keeps you at the forefront of today's most transformative technologies. In this episode, we're discussing MediaTek's newest flagship mobile chipset, MediaTek Dimensity 9500. In this episode, Avi Greengart, president at Techsponential, speaks with Siegfried Chang, senior director of product marketing, wireless communications business at MediaTek. They take a closer look at how this new chipset will drive the next wave of flagship smartphone innovation. They talk about the chipset's impressive AI and gaming capabilities and how MediaTek's technology balances ultra-fast performance with extreme power efficiency.
Welcome to MediaTek Exec Talk. I'm Avi Greengart, president and lead analyst at Techsponential, and I'm here with Siegfried Chang, senior director of product marketing at MediaTek.
Hello, Avi.
Good to talk to you. Siegfried, can you give me a little bit of background so people know who you are?
Yeah, so I'm Siegfried Chang. So I've been in MediaTek for 20 years, so starting as an engineer. Right now, I'm responsible for 9000 series, which is a flagship mobile SoC product planning and the business planning.
Cool. So my background, I've been an analyst for a couple decades and was a product marketing manager myself before that. And so I've sat on both sides of the table. It's interesting because I'm a tech analyst, but I don't just cover mobile, even if I'm probably best known for mobile and mobile computing and desktops and laptops. I actually cover all consumer technologies, so including consumer IoT in the home, digital entertainment. I've written for home theater magazines. And so my introduction to MediaTek comes a little bit earlier and from a different angle than some other analysts. And I just found it fascinating. At one MediaTek executive summit, there was a whole room full of influencers and tech journalists. And they were shocked to discover that they probably already have a dozen MediaTek chips in their home, in their televisions, in their smart speakers. Amazon famously has a press release out talking about how all of its Echo products are based on customized MediaTek chips. And we see MediaTek on the floor in factories with industrial IoT and in automotive. MediaTek has a quite diversified product portfolio, even though you guys are still best known for smartphones.
If you look at the MediaTek inside, you can check your television. Yes, our market share is over 60 to 70%. So if you go there, go to Best Buy to buy the TV, it is very hard to buy something not MediaTek inside. And then speaking of like a router, Wi-Fi router, we're above like 60% market share as well. So as well, if you go to buy like a 3x3 Wi-Fi router or any router sponsored by your telecom operator, it's very hard to find not MediaTek inside as well, right?
Yeah, MediaTek is everywhere. In smartphones, I believe your global market share is still pretty high.
Yeah, so I think it's been, starting from 2020 Q3, it's been 19 quarter. The MediaTek has been a top one in the shipment point of view. So likewise, if you go by the phone, I mean, it is very hard to find not MediaTek inside as well, frankly speaking.
But we also see some of MediaTek's really high-end chips going into Chromebooks. You can buy that in the United States. I just tested a Lenovo Chromebook Plus 14 with MediaTek's Companio 900 series, and my goodness, that is the best Chromebook I have ever tested, both in terms of performance and battery life. Really extraordinary product. But the 9000 series is also in Samsung's highest end Tab S tablets. So if you want to get a taste of MediaTek's best silicon on the mobile side, you can get that in the United States. You just got to look for a slightly larger form factor.
Yeah, right. You're right. So for the flagship part, I think our collaboration with some OEMs is moving forward, starting from Asia. And then today, we probably will talk a little bit about our latest 9500. And then some of our smartphone partner, they will also launch globally into Europe, also South America. And speaking of the United States, we yearn to go to United States for sure. I mean, starting from Samsung, I think Samsung, just like you said, S10, S11. As a form factor, I think a different OEM also have a different business strategy, as they have some plan go to the United States. But I think given the time, because right now we're in Asia, the overall market share, especially the flagship part, growing to 40 to 45%.
Whoa. Stop right there. So I know that, you know, MediaTek flagship business is relatively new. This is an area that MediaTek moved into just a few years ago. Are you telling me that in the Asian markets, nearly half of the flagship level phones are MediaTek?
Right. So, I mean, speaking of Chinese OEMs, I mean, all the vendor, if you're looking at Chinese built flagship smartphone, we're here around, I mean, especially to Android. So Android smartphone, our market share starting from 2022. And right now, 2025, we grow very fast. So as an Android phone, that we grow to around 40%. So we grow a lot. I mean, triple the shipment versus the starting point of 9,000 in 2022.
I think people will find that very surprising. So what are we talking about today? The MediaTek Dimensity 9500. This is MediaTek's latest flagship mobile system on a chip. It's the absolute latest and greatest in processing, in graphics, in AI capabilities, in connectivity. Let's start with the CPU. What's new on the MediaTek Dimensity 9500 in terms of compute?
Yeah, so I think on 9500, that is our most sophisticated SoC in mobile phone so far. And then this generation, we have some huge architecture innovation in computing block, both in the CPU, GPU, and NPU. As for the CPU parts, starting from 9300, we introduced all big core design. And in this generation, we somehow try to find a balance between the performance and the efficiency, because we know nowadays the most important thing is the power efficiency. So we actually upgrade a lot in the CPU part, including one, we update the latest IP, collaborate with ARM. We use the latest ARM C1 family, including Ultra, Premium, and Pro. So the overall performance, we upgraded 32% above. If we take a look at the single core, Geekbench single core that we can hit from our laboratory, the full power, we can hit around 4,000, which is an amazing number.
That is impressive.
Right. And then, on the flip side, we also lower the power around 32%, right? So that is the most powerful CPU that we have in hand. And speaking of architecture point of view, we also introduced a new SME2, which is the latest instruction set provided by ARM. So that can hugely improve the power consumption, including like improved object detection, over 57%, and lower the power in half. And then we also increase the cache, both in L1 cache and L3 cache, which can have the system more powerful, faster, and efficient. And the most important thing, we build in the industrial first, and nobody does that before. We introduced 4-lane UFS. Versus the original 2-lane, they can provide double the speed, read and write. And then that is most important thing for nowadays AI. When we do HAI, when we download a large language model with a 4-lane UFS 4.1 can drive up to 10 gigabit per second, they can lower the they can have the download speed faster, around 40%. So this is the one nobody has that.
So you're really improving the internal communications for faster speeds. I wanted to go back just for a sec to the CPU core, single core performance. You say it's up by over 30%. Oftentimes when people are talking about CPU gains, they're talking about multi-core. With a single core CPU gain that big, that should actually, you'll feel that. That will actually, a lot of the things that you do on a phone are going to be using a single core at a time.
Yeah, I mean, go back to 9300, 9400, I think MediaTek, I think A16, A17 at a time. I think multi-core this year, we also improved a lot. I mean, for the multi-core, we can hit more than 11,000 based on Geekbench 6.2, which is a lot as well. And then you're right, that it is very hard to improve a single core, because a single core that will be responsible for your application, your mobile apps launch. So you can feel that. And then if you, I mean, use the latest 9500 in your smartphone, when you open up your app, mobile app, it'll be faster. And then the smoothness and then the fastness is actually, I mean, you will hit your heart.
that's really exciting. The but I think actually the perhaps more impactful is the efficiency gains. It's impossible to say for certain, because everyone's going to use their phones differently. But given how much more efficient this processor is, how much more battery life should we expect on a MediaTek Dimensity 9500 based phone?
Right. So then we have to talk about our, resource leveling engine. I mean, in our terminology, that is Dimensity Smoothness Engine. In terms of daily of usage, I mean, they can improve more than 15%, 15%. And then in terms of the peak performance, that can lower around 37%, right? So that will be beneficial not only to the light load, like a daily use application, for say, for like web browsing, and then for like your TikTok playing, and then for the heavy loading, like gaming, and then when you play the like a Genshin or a lot of heavy game in mobile phone, which will help a lot. And how do we do that? I think we provide the engine that can optimize and find a balance between performance and efficiency. That is one. And the second one is because we expand our cache system, so we can improve our real-time response time a lot. And then we also have a software. So hardware is one thing. On the other hand, we have to optimize our software. So software can help to smooth the user experience for, say, your touch latency, and then your application response time. And then also when you swap from application to application, this very tiny and very small optimization and tuning that is required. So we put a lot of time. I always say that right now it's not a Mercedes. Right now we are driving a Porsche or the sports cars right now. So we need a very careful tiny system optimization to make this system to be controlled and play well.
So let's talk about playing. You're going to be doing gaming on a Dimensity 9500 based system, I've seen some pretty impressive numbers on your GPU,
right?
Especially around ray tracing. What's new on that front?
So for this generation, we starting from 9200, MediaTek has been always the leader of the ray tracing all the time, because our dream is to bring like a PC level gaming into your mobile phone. We want to put a console game in your pocket. That is our target, and that is we're aiming to. So in this GPU 9500, we introduce a new architecture. We call this Red Pipeline, and then which can improve the ray tracing performance double. right? So speaking of the triangle calculation, back in the time, I think 9300 and 9400 can play with, I think it's around 30,000 maybe triangle computation. But in 9500, we can hit around million order. So it's around 6 to 8 million triangle computation. So that can improve the ray tracing, I mean, a lot. So we do some collaboration with on a game title. And then we're the first one can hit ray tracing with the ray tracing and also 120 FPS at the same time. We're the one to do that. And speaking of the pro, that is a lot.
Yeah. So that requires software optimization by each app.
Yes.
But just the base GPU performance, that applies across the board.
Yes. So for the base GPU performance, that we improve around 32% at a peak performance. So if you look at the Aztec, then you can see you'll have like 32% performance improvement. And then we improve the power efficiency as well. So we improve more than 42%. So we're always find, I mean, CPU and GPU the most important computing block. And as we upgrade the performance, so we also consider how to control the power.
That's really great because, you know, oftentimes you'll get portable gaming systems that, you know, you can play and they look great, but then they die after an hour.
Yeah, so, right.
So working to improve the efficiency there means that not only will you get, you know, higher frame rates and the ability to turn on ray tracing if the game allows it, but you'll be able to play longer. And that's exciting. That's what you want.
Yes, I think for the gamer, I mean, I'm the gamer as well, right? So when you talk me about the ray tracing back in the time, I would say, where's the game, right? So this is the most important part. And then this is the question people would ask. I think we have been working with the game title and the whole ecosystem many years. I think just like I said, starting from 9200. I'm glad to say that, I mean, starting from the end of this year and coming next year, they will have a more and more game have ray tracing there.
It's really, really exciting that you're making, I mean, these are not small improvements. And these aren't, these are big improvements, you know, 30, 40% improvements on in terms of power and efficiency on top of what was already a very strong platform. You know, iterative improvements is one thing. These are jumps. But I think that the most exciting part of this platform is probably the new NPU and AI. And that's certainly what's getting all the hype in the industry. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, you bet. I think we already talked about the CPU and GPU, a huge improvement, but nothing can compare with the AI improvement in 9500. So 9500, we improve the computing capability double, right? So this is the first one and the only one in this year. Consider all the mobile SoC platform, including AI PC. 9500 can perform so over 100 TOPS. There is nothing can compare with that. I mean, as of for this year, I think, or early next year. So this is only computing capability we double. I mean, including the integer and the floating point. So it's the beast. That is one. And the second thing is we introduce a lot of feature. So the reason we do that, it is, well, if you're in the United States right now, I think everybody plays AI, right? So AI already emerged into your life. So right now, I mean, each AI is about the time. So we introduce new engine, including support the little bit 1.55, and which is crucial important for small model. And the small model is the trend for each AI. And then all the mother house, including the Google, Meta, OpenAI, everybody, when they provide the model to H, they were thinking of the smaller their model. And because it is crucially important for saving your storage, right? So that is one. And then
also for privacy, I mean, we're definitely seeing a hybrid approach where some things are still done in the cloud. But if you can load a small model that is extremely capable, and they are getting more capable, and then you can run that on your device, then you can run it against your own data without worrying that is where it's going. And you can have all sorts of access to cross-application concepts or personal information where you have your AI working off of that, or just plain speed. Like if you want a live translation module, you don't necessarily want that going to the cloud in a real-time conversation. So this gives you double the performance on AI loads.
Right.
Wow.
And then we also have a new, I think that we're, is Shelby also the first one, industrial first, to introduce a independent, super efficient MPU. We call it a smaller MPU. And there is another term in our house. We call it CIM. It is computing in memory, which is the merge architecture with a computing block, a smaller MPU with accelerating cache. And that is super helpful, right? So, I mean, because nowadays, especially for some smartphone OEM, they also want to have the always-on AI in your smartphone. So imagine there is an assistant, stay there and then and help you to do something trivial thing and help to solve the problem with always-on. Then you have to have a very, very powerful, power-efficient MPU to play with that. So our idea is for this light load APU can deal with a light load application, and the larger MPU can do larger tasks. So this is the first one. We're the first one to introduce that. That will be beauty, right? So there will be beauty in your performance, and there will be beauty in your power consumption.
Yeah, that's got to reduce the power consumption. So again, we're talking about doing more with your phone, but the battery life stays the same or actually gets better.
Yes, exactly. So I think we talked about what is the application AI should be applied in the clouds, and some should be applied in the edge. We call this fusion, right? So back in the time, I mean AI evolved itself, I mean, every single month, right? So that is quite shocking. I mean, if you look at 1 year ago, you cannot imagine how AI goes right now. And if you look at, 3 months ago, it's different from what you're using right now. So, I mean, edge AI nowadays we realize is kind of different from a chat GDP things. The edge AI that is more provide you the timely support and know you better, just like you said. AI will understand your data and also your conversation and also your travel plan. So every time if you want to talk with your family or your family ask you for, say, your daughter or your mom ask, what's your plan and what's the price and what is your study plan, whatever. And AI will help you to bring up all the data in a shift. So they will actually save you a lot of time to find something in your archive. It is another function. But most important thing is everything can be done purely in your smartphone, which is safe and privacy, right? So you don't have to check your, you don't have to upload your data to the cloud. It's purely in your phone. So that privacy and the security is the most important thing.
I was looking over your spec sheet. I also saw that you guys are doing 4K image generation for the first time.
Yeah, it's fun, right? So, I mean, for genetic AI, that is, I mean, people nowadays would like to, I'm amazed. And there's a lot of people like to pay for that, right? So 4K resolution, because this 9500 MPU, the AI computing block is so powerful. So I think we can do 4K. And then the 4K thing, it is, well, when you, get used to 4K, you don't want to, right, you don't want to go back.
You don't want to go back, yes. No, some of these, the phones often have very, very high resolution screens, so you can see the extra detail. I mean, you know, a lot of people will use that just for social media, and so people will dismiss it as being trivial. But I use image generation like that to create title slides for some of my presentations and reports. And being able to do that on the go, on device, whether or not I have connectivity or from a privacy perspective, is very impressive. I think also there's a little bit of future-proofing here that you're doing by having so much capability in a space where the use cases for AI are evolving so rapidly, and there are so many more things that we're doing. There are all the live services where you can have the AI, you know, see what you're seeing, and I mean, there's going to be a point where, you know, you never lose your keys again, because if you have your phone scanning it, where you put it down, it can remind you. And there may be things like that you don't want going to the cloud. So having all that NPU capability on your phone in a way that's not going to drain your battery is that's pretty cool.
Right. So I think for 9500, because the performance is doubled up, right? So when we say doubled up, that means we have more room or flexibility to run the application. I mean, and then we also have a smaller NPU, right? So we have Beast over there, and then we also have a tiny NPU can run the light task. So given away, I mean, for some application you like to be, I mean, low lighted, I mean, and also always on, then we have a solution. And then if you look at the Beast, for example, you just said that, I mean, instant translation, right? So, I mean, guess what? I mean, compared to 9400, the long text in 9400 is 32K. In 9500, we can run up to 128K. Right, so this is almost four times larger text processing that we can do. So this is a huge improvement in 9500.
Wow. But this isn't just, you know, a computing chip. This is also part of, we call it an SoC, a system on chip, because it's got a modem in there. It's got an ISP in there. It's probably got some more things in there. Let's round up what the Dimensity 9500 brings to the table in terms of connectivity. What is the modem capable of when you on this chip?
Right. So speaking of a modem capability compared to 9400, we support the 4CC carrier aggregation. In 9500, we upgrade the modem capability up to 5CC, which can improve the bandwidth, boost the bandwidth around 15%, 1.5. Another thing is because we're very strong AI, so we have AI assist connectivity that can switch between the modem and then also Wi-Fi code. So one example is if you bring your mobile phone and talking in the elevator, sometimes the cellular or modem signal is too weak. And then in 9500, we have a smart AI identification technology. They can identify the signal strength and they can switch to Wi-Fi signal very smoothly. Then you don't have to drop your phone during the different environment.
So these are big quality of life advantages for the Dimensity 9500. I can't wait to get a hold of one.
Yeah.
So where are we likely to see the Dimensity 9500? In what kinds of products? In what time frame?
Yeah. So I think 9500. You're about to see 9500 inside the smartphone globally, starting from October. So, I mean, there's a good thing that is all of our smartphone OEM would like to launch not only in China first, sometimes and they're trying to do China first, but this year they have a dual launch in China, Europe, and Asia.
So that's really exciting. So you're making the announcement, and within weeks, basically, there are going to be phones launched in China and some with global launches as well. What's next for MediaTek? I saw an intriguing press release recently where you were talking about some of the things that you are doing with TSMC in the 2026 timeframe.
Oh, we're very close with the TSMC. We're a long-time partnership. And for the flagship part, that is the leading technology that we put everything that we have in the flagship part every year. So advanced process, though, that is also the critical IP that we have to put into our latest flagship. So in this year, 9500, we use their latest product, which is a 3-nanometer. So you can expect on the next year, we also use the latest process node as well.
That's very exciting. You know, we're seeing continued innovation from MediaTek, both, you know, across the industry and in your broadband base station and your in your TV, in your smart speaker, but certainly in your high-end phones and tablets. And to see that MediaTek is already working on 2-nanometer process nodes is one of the hallmarks of an innovator, that you're not just, you know, sort of sitting back and waiting. You're taking the lead, and you know there are always challenges when you're first with a new process node. So it's cool to see. So I wanted to thank you so much for giving us insights into the MediaTek Dimensity 9500, MediaTek overall, and look forward to talking to you again and seeing some of these products hit the market. Can't wait to get my hands on them.
Yeah, thank you. My pleasure.